started.
Okay. We want to welcome everybody out to the meeting of the San Rafael Special Service District. Today is July 15th at 2:01 p.m., 75 East Main Street, Castle Dale, Utah. So we want to welcome everyone out. Welcome, Eric. And we're going to go on number one on the agenda, approval of meeting minutes from the June 17 meeting.
I move that we approve the meeting minutes from June 17.
We have a motion and a second.
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Warwood?
Aye.
Leonard, aye. So motion passes. Agenda item number two, approval of bills to be paid and accounting report. I don't see
anyone from the fiscal office. Derek did email me back this morning and just responded that they were actually still working on, so the May checks, he said maybe his printer ink was out or something, so they all got returned to him because they couldn't be cashed. He will work on resending those and doing the June payments. I don't know what you need to pay right now.
Ink.
I will work on it. I know it's Lindy and Emery Telcom. I will work on sifting through current charges compared to what they're paying, or if they haven't resent any checks, maybe we'll tell them to wait and we'll just pay the full past due amount all in one. I don't know the best way to handle that right now.
So we have the director. Would it be bad if we just cut off our accounts from those locations?
If that's what you want to do, we will make do with that. If you want to continue paying for hopefully just a month or two until we can get it ironed out, then you can bill everything back to the office just as you've been doing. But it will not close the center.
1st of September?
That's fine. So the two things we have... the only thing left on the Emery Telcom network is the cameras. So we'll lose the cameras if we shut that down. Not the
what if someone busts in there?
Huh?
What if someone busts in there?
Well, then it'll be your fault.
So we are working. We should submit our PO for our new cameras hopefully today or tomorrow.
Okay.
So it's coming, but you guys make the call on how long you want to continue to pay those two bills.
If it's... What about the gas?
The gas, so that's when they come and fill our bulk tank. That's the only thing they've been doing. And we run a test maybe once a month right now off that. If you guys want to stop that, we'll just call Lindy and say if we need gas, we'll order a cylinder and do it a cylinder at a time.
The only catch with Lindy is... if we close that account, then there's contracts where they come and get all their equipment, and it's going to cost 38 or 40 grand or something to do that. So that's why we've kept it going.
That's
right. Jaden, mm-hmm. He said that they were just trying to recontract with Lindy because they have been the state bid in the past, and that's why we used them.
That was a dead end. Now we have to go through. We found a contractor we can go through, and they're just going to sub it out to Lindy.
So it'll still save that 38 or 40 grand.
Whoa. How much are you paying that contractor?
You want to get on contract?
If we're already paying, we're already doing it.
Well, okay, hold on, though. Hold on.
We are working way too hard.
So the issue with Lindy is this contractor will deliver the gas. They're going to contract Lindy. But Lindy won't lease them the tanks. So we're trying to work directly with Lindy to lease the tanks. But if they're in the district's name, if you're going to keep the district open, we could potentially lease the tanks from you. I don't know if Lindy would be okay with that. But then you have to keep the district open and have to keep paying that bill.
Well, I mean, but if... you may not be able to tell us, but how much are you paying the contractor?
Because
whatever you're paying them, we'll do it for 50%.
No, we'll do it for 10% less than...
Oh, sorry, 10%, thank you.
No, you're a terrible negotiator.
No, well, we're doing it anyway right now.
Yeah.
I just, I mean, that's interesting. I didn't
let
know we had
me,
to go
let
through.
Let me ask some questions on my side, and then I'll touch base with Megan again and see.
So,
because she's right. If you terminate that contract with Lindy, the contract is you have to pay for the deinstallation of the tanks, mm-hmm. which is like $40,000.
Mm-hmm. We do?
Yes, because you're the one with the contract.
Oh, so it would be beneficial for us.
I said I was going to bill it back to...
So we need to, I think if we can negotiate.
And I think it's in...
Unless we don't want the district open. But if we want the district open, this might be actually a little bit of revenue. Possibly.
And I don't know if that will meet all the state purchasing rules. I'll have to check.
Well, Megan will get certified any way she needs to, nor be the proper...
But I
consultant.
Let's talk about that, though, after, because...
Okay.
That may be good.
So I after this listening to this, I would say just that we pay the bills.
A motion by Kevin.
Pay the bills this month.
Yeah, and then maybe see maybe we could all benefit.
Do you want to set a cutoff date for Emory Telecom? It sounds like they could.
That'll be
wait a second.
Time.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Wait.
I second his motion.
Second by Dennis. Okay.
To pay the bills.
To pay the bills.
To pay the bills.
Pay the bills.
We have a motion and a second. Dennis?
Aye.
Kevin?
Aye.
Jordan? Aye.
Question. I'm sorry. What are you guys doing up there for Noble? We're going to be building a little reactor that's green energy, right? Possibly. Would that classify the district for being okay to be the contractor under that?
It's up to you.
Maybe we ought to go buy a solar panel and hook it up to a 12-volt battery. And then have a little switch on there.
What attorney
to keep
Eric,
us renewable energies.
What'd he give us?
I don't know. Maybe. I just don't know. That just got me thinking. We're a renewable energy system district. I don't know if we can do that. Unless we're like really pursuing something.
Eric, would we
You're
be allowed to do
that,
something like that?
That we offer?
If it's legal.
Being in a legal district again.
Yeah, if I just stepped in it.
Yeah. Do you think it would be okay?
He's muted.
Yeah, Eric's muted.
Because it's not a service you're offering to the public. We have the equipment that they need to function, so.
Does the district have anything to do with the industrial park, or could it have anything to do with the industrial park?
I mean, we could.
You could. It's under the local building authority right now, but you could say that the district is going to handle those.
One thought we were wondering was taking, or I don't know if we, maybe I shouldn't say we, but maybe it's we. The one thought there was to take the inland port money, possibly, put in a renewable hydro unit, possibly on the Adobe, since it's right there. It'd be seasonal. And then use that in this area of the industrial park. The question there was that the Inland Port Authority, that their response was like, well, why don't you just do it through the Inland Port Authority? But then my question was, well, who owns it? So if we can take the money from Inland Port and put it in the district, then the district would own it, right? So that was a thought. Then if we had something like that, then we would be functioning with the industrial park potentially being connected to it. A lot of possibilities there, but as of right now we don't really have. I haven't approached the canal company. It's just a pipe dream.
Well, on the gas front, I'll confirm on our side if that would even be a possibility. If it is, I'll let Megan know and then you guys can explore if that's something.
We'll go buy a couple solar panels and put out there from Harbor Freight. No, anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you want to ask
Eric? Eric, did you have any thoughts on that?
He's muted.
I think you're on mute, Eric.
You're on mute.
Oh, are we on agenda 3 now?
Well, that,
Not
that's
yet.
Good.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, sorry. Frame the question again. What was it?
Can we, as a district, potentially still keep the contract for Lindy Gas for the state research lab, being a renewable energy system.
Lease
the big tanks and the equipment to the state research lab.
I guess I don't know enough about that. I mean, did that stuff not transfer over to the state?
Not yet.
Yeah, not yet, but then we found out that the state's going to be using a contractor for doing essentially what we're doing currently. So that was kind of the thought. That's why it's brought up.
So all of the big equipment from Lindy is under contract with the district. We've had it there on site from the start, and the account's in our name. When we sold the center, that's one of the big contracts that has not transferred over. We hoped the state would just contract with Lindy, keep it all there. That's not the current plan. With Lindy, if the district ends our contract, we've got to pay between $38,000 and $40,000 for Lindy to come and remove all of their tanks and equipment and stuff up there, their infrastructure that's been put in. So the state is going to contract with somebody to provide those gases, and that contractor is essentially going to subcontract with Lindy Gas to provide the same service that's already there provided by us. So we're wondering if we can just leave it in place as it is, and then the state can lease the gas and the equipment from us. So we would keep paying it. I don't know if we'd put a markup on it, how you guys would do that, but then the state would pay us to just leave it functioning as is.
I don't know why you couldn't do that. I don't know why you couldn't.
Yeah. Okay.
And thanks. That was that's a relationship I wasn't real familiar with. So thanks for bringing me up to speed.
Yep, thanks, Eric. So we'll go to discussion item number 3. Discuss, approve, deny plan of action regarding research center accounts that we are still paying. Similar to our previous conversation, but we need to make a motion on a timeline on what we're wanting to do.
Well, I think if we want to get rid of the district, but if there's any potential for the district to go in and do maybe renewable something, power. But if the district will keep, I'm not opposed to still, unless Megan doesn't want to do it.
I'm good either way. Do you know about the water, so ISI water chemistry, so the two different water treatment accounts, do you know if those ever got taken care of? Last conversations I had with Summer, they were not taking care of.
Scope works for them. There's two water companies. One of them was already on state contract and has moved over.
Good.
The other one that we were paying every 3 months for, that was coming out and swapping the filters, I know we got quotes to have that done. I will have to double check.
I left it off too.
But you can cancel that one.
Kill it.
Okay. Do you know which? It kind of got set up funky because, like we said, the one was the state bid, so we just went with them, and then the other one said they couldn't provide
water,
the service.
Water Specialties is the one that's not on state contract.
Okay.
ISI is.
Okay.
And Water Specialties would be the one, but they haven't given us a ticket for delivery of filters in a couple of months.
And they haven't sent us anything.
So you shouldn't get anything from that.
Okay. That helps. That alone helps on that one.
I guess, what does the board think on?
So just two, so you guys know, the only two that we're still paying regularly are Lindy Gas and Emory Telcom. Emory Telcom's really close. Like, the phone stuff is transferred. There's just still some of the internet stuff that's not, like, if we cut it off, there's
the,
certain
the
things
that
would go
internet stuff
without.
Is done. It's just the cameras.
And so we're close on that. It's around $150 a month, and again, we can submit for reimbursement.
When does it bill? Is it the first of the month, the middle of the month?
Emory Telcom, we get that statement the end of each month, I think it comes the end of the month.
I'd move that we end our service following the end of July, continue through the end of July and then terminate. If that's when their bill comes, we're already halfway through the month. Take care of that and then terminate it after this next bill. That's my motion.
I can second that.
Okay. There's a motion and a second. Are there, with the other account, do we want to just explore a little more with...
Hold off on it.
Let's see what kind of...
With Lindy Gas.
With the state.
That'd be better than like the $40,000 if we had to pay $40,000 to get it uninstalled.
Okay.
I'm comfortable with that.
So let's get more information on Lindy, if you'll visit and see if that's even a possibility.
Okay.
So there's a motion with Emory Telcom to be finished paying for that and allow the state to cover and start their own account starting in August.
Yeah, so July.
End of July.
Terminate
end of July. So we have a motion by Dennis and a second by Kevin. All Leonard will say yes. All in favor?
Yeah, aye.
Aye. Okay. Number four. Discussion approved, deny entering in a closed session. So we need a motion to go into closed session.
And what's the purpose?
Oh, the purpose is pending reasonable imminent litigation.
I'd move we go into closed session to discuss reasonable pending imminent
litigation.
I'll second that.
A motion by Warward and a second by Jensen.
So hit stop.
Do we all have to say aye?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
And Leonard, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Hit stop.
We're now in